And now on Radio 4, pray silence for the show business legend, raconteur, after-dinner speaker and twice Town Crier of the Year in 1968 and 1969, Count Arthur Strong. Speaking in public about his days as town crier for the first time in 40 years, Count Arthur revealed that the town which had made him cry the most was Hartlepool. Join him now for this week's instalment of
Count Arthur Strong's Radio Show.
Don't know what they call this a carousel for. There's no horses on it at all. It's full of luggage. If I was a child, I'd be very disappointed. I bet there's some heartbroken kiddies stood here looking at this. I was just saying, I bet your boy is heartbroken about the horses.
What?
No horses on the carousel. Or organ music. That's cut price airlines for you. In my opinion, it's a false economy to replace horses with suitcases. Oh, there's my bag coming round. I'd better get that.
Oi, oi, what are you doing with that?
I think you'll find that whatever I'm doing is between me and my bag and me.
It's my bag.
It isn't.
It is. Look, Harrison.
I don't know any Harrison. Who's put that on it?
I put it on. That's my name.
Well, take it off my bag. You've no right.
It's my bag. Look. My shaving gear.
I didn't put that in there.
I put it in there.
What? During the flight?
It's my bag. Look. My clothes. It's full of my clothes.
Well, they're definitely not my clothes, I'll tell you that. I wouldn't be seen dead in a pair of underpants like that. There's nothing of them. They must cut right into you like cheese wire. You may well have a fertility issue in later life if you insist on parading round in a pair of those. I read about that in the Advertiser. Don't say I didn't warn you. Oh, there's my bag coming round now. Nothing like yours. You want your eyes testing, you do. Well, shift yourself, move out the... Oh, I've missed me bloody bag now because of you. I'll have to wait for the whole sodding thing to come right round now. Honestly, this would all be much quicker if they had horses going round on here.
Passport.
Hold on a minute. I want to get something straight before I show you any of my vital credentials. Is this definitely Spain?
Yes.
You're quite sure of that? Because I've been caught out by you lot before. If this is Spain, tell me what this means. Olé.
It means, bravo.
No, it doesn't. It means hello.
Hello is hola.
What did I say?
Olé.
Well, it's near enough, isn't it? I sincerely hope the rest of your countrymen aren't as argumentative as you. Here.
What is this?
My passport. Dear, oh dear, don't you know what a passport looks like? Is there no training to do what you do?
This is not a passport. It is a co-op dividend book.
It's what? Oh, give me that back. That's my old dividend book. I keep them in the same drawer, and they're the same colour, so it's hardly my fault. Why you had to change the colour to red, I do not know. I was perfectly happy with the black one. I'll be blobbying my Euro MP about that. Here it is. I think you'll find everything's in order. Oh, and I want to lodge a formal complaint about the speed of your, Caruso.
Eh?
The Caruso! Your roundabout that should have horses on it. My bag went round at least four times before I timed it right. I had to have a sit down. And it would have been nice to have listened to some organ music while I was getting my breath back. So, you know, that's a formal complaint. Well, can I go through?
Yes, please. Please, go through.
Right. There's supposed to be somebody here with a sign for me, like in the films. There's only him over there. What's written on that he's got? Senor String. Senor String. Oi, you!
Senor String?
No, I'm bloody not. I'm not String, I'm Strong.
Same thing?
No, it is not the same. String is for tying up parcels, not calling me it. Here, take me bag. Oh, ole to you.
Ole?
Yes, where I come from, it's polite to say ole to people.
Ole?
Ole yourself. Right, that's the niceties out of the way. You can call me Count Arthur. What do they call you?
Miguel.
Well, very nice to meet you, Mingo. And do you know, so far I've been able to understand everything you say. Oh, it's paying dividends, all that learning Spanish I've done. Right then, let's get to the club then.
We go to the hospital first. Freddy wants to see you.
Oh, does he? I was hoping to get to the bar for a drink. A stock take. Come on then, let's get it over with.
Freddy's in here.
Just a minute, Mangle. I want to ask one of the nurses a question. See how the land lies before I go in there. Ole, first of all, let's get that out of the way.
I can't speak English. I did my training in England.
Oh, did you? Well, it may interest you to know that I am already listening to you in Spanish.
What is it you want? I'm very busy.
I'm looking for a friend of mine who's coming for, one of those roads they build round town so that all the juggernauts don't drive through.
Sorry, I don't understand you.
A harp, one of those.
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
A ring road! A heart ring road!
Ah, I think you must mean heart bypass.
Bypass! A heart bypass! You see, I told you, to stop the Argonauts.
So you're a friend of Mr. Almondroid?
Friend and business partner, good as. Oh, almost next of kin, really. Oh, yes, Freddy and me are very close, very close. Oh, I've not seen him for 50 years. That's how close we are, me and old Jimmy. Before I go in, I was wondering, what are his chances of survival? Because I want to know how to play it. If it's the worst, I want to be sensitive about it.
He's having a routine operation. We expect the procedure to be successful.
Oh, really? Thanks for nothing. Shall I go in, then?
I think he's having his afternoon rest.
Oh, don't worry about that. If he's asleep, I'll just sit patiently until he wakes up. Freddy, is that you? Wake up! You need to get some rest. Listen, I don't want you to worry about a thing. Arthur's here now, and I want you to know, even if you don't make it, you'll know your club is in the best possible hands, so you can die in a really good mood. And I've got some wonderful ideas. I'm really going to put the place on the map.
¿Qué? ¿Quién es? Desaparecen.
Freddy, what are you talking like that for? Have you had a stroke?
Arthur, is that you? I'm in this bed. I'm over here.
Well, why didn't you say so?
I've just woken up.
I thought you were that idiot. What's he doing in there?
That's Felipe. He's had his hip done.
He nearly gave me a bloody heart attack waking up like that and not being you. I say, you nearly gave me a bloody heart attack, you.
He doesn't speak English.
How does he make himself understood, then?
Well, he's Spanish. He's lived here all his life.
Oh, well, it's just as well I've made the effort then and mastered the basics of Spanish, isn't it? Ole.
¿Qué?
You ought to give it a try, learning a foreign language. You'd soon pick it up.
No sé lo que están hablando.
Not a clue, have you? He wants to get himself a phrase book. It's the least you can do when you're abroad, isn't it?
Oh, it's good to see you, Arthur. Thanks for stepping in. I do appreciate it.
What a friend's for, Franco. It's Freddy, I mean. That's because of Franco I said that. It was the Queen, wasn't he? Anyway, when I got your call, I just dropped all my other projects and rushed over here via Greece. The country, not the musical.
Oh, you've not changed a bit, have you, Arthur?
Haven't I? Oh, you have. You look quite a lot older than you did in the army.
Oh, that was nearly 50 years ago.
Well, I was right then. You are older.
Hey, do you remember when we were out in Egypt and you bit that camel?
Shouldn't have bloody well spat at me then, should it? Can't abide spitting. I can't watch a football match these days. They spit as soon as they come on. That they haven't even done anything and they're spitting. Do your footballers all spit over here as well, Flipper?
No tengo ni idea de lo que lo dijo.
Oh, you're not wrong there. It's a disgrace. Here there was a dolphin called Flipper, you know, on television. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. Do you get that over here? That's funny, isn't it? Were you called after that?
Me gustaría volver a dormir.
Well, yes, but I bet you got your leg pulled at school, didn't you? Hey, being called after a fish. Though technically the dolphin is closer to a human than a fish, brain-wise. Oh, yes, on the evolutionary stepladder, dolphins are right at the top. If you sellotaped a feather duster to the Flipper, they could do your picture ale while they were up there. You know, I often feel there's a lot of dolphin in me. The way I think and the way I do me dusting. Although I do draw the line at spurting a jet of water out of a hole in my forehead.
Por favor, vaya.
Arthur, I think Felipe wants to go to sleep.
Who's Felipe?
Him.
He told me he was called Flipper.
I told you what his name was. It's Felipe.
Why did you tell me the wrong name then? Oh, look, forget him. I'm not that interested in me, truth be known. Listen, I don't want you to worry about a thing, Flipper. Freddy, look, I can run a club like the wagon wheel with my eyes half open or half shut, whatever it is. It all depends on how you approach life. Some people see their eyes as half shut, but I'm more positive than that. I'm a one glass eye half open kind of fella. You know the sort.
Well, look, you're going to have to hire some bar staff. The bar's been shut since I sacked everyone for fiddling the till. Miguel will help you.
Is everything okay?
Este loco se me molestaba.
Oye, este morónico. I'm afraid I have to ask you to leave now.
Why? I'm having a very important business meeting here.
The patients need their rest.
What time is it then? He's going under the matron. A knife, then, matron.
In 1 hour.
Oh, really? Oh, I'd better shake your hand then, Freddy, and say all the best, just in case it's a case of the worst-case scenario. And if it is the worst one of the cases that is the case, God forbid, you can rely on me. Goodbye forever. I mean, ta-ta.
It's just down here.
Blimey. Everywhere's a bar along here. There must be a dozen in a row. Ah, the wagon wheel at last.
All right, Miguel. What are you doing?
Never mind what he's doing. He's opening a door for me.
Oh, I'm Dave. I run the Irish bar next door.
Irish bar? That's not Spanish, an Irish bar.
No, it's Irish.
You're not Irish.
I know. I'm English.
Oh, so it's an authentic Irish bar then, is it? Now, if you don't mind, I'll get in my bar and see what sort of shape we're in. I want to have this place up and running tonight. Right, Mingle, get some lights on. Let's have a look at my inheritance. If Freddy should, etc., God forbid, etc. That's better. Where's the bar?
He's down the side.
Oh, look at all those optics catching the light. Twinkling away at me as if to say, you've arrived, weary traveller. My wait is over. Right, I don't need twinkling at twice. Will you join me in a toast to my stewardship, Mingle?
Miguel.
What?
Miguel.
Very good. Right, let's get the neck off this. All right, I do Bruce Forsyth. You must have heard of him. Look at the old scoreboard. What is your name, my darling? Here, I'll tell you what. I'll do him in Spanish. You might recognise him then. What is your name, my darling?
Como te llama mi cariño?
Como te llamam?
Mi cariño.
Como te llamam, muy cariño. All right. Come to you, my queen. Yes, do you know who that is now? Look at the old schoolboard, yo. Hey, do you recognise him now? I've translated him into Spanish. Brucio Forsythio.
No.
Dear, oh dear. Look, if you don't watch Bruce Foreplay, what the bloody hell... What the bloody hell do you do in this country? I don't know. Going to have my work cut out for me here, aren't I? Hey, is that the karaoke machine on the stage? Show me how it works.
Settling in?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Damon.
Dave.
I'm just having a crash course in how to work the karaoke machine from Mingle.
Miguel.
Going to open tonight with a grand karaoke evening. I'll get some felt tips in a minute and do a sign. Then from tomorrow, it'll be a live entertainment all the way.
What sort of acts are you going to have on?
Oh, don't you worry about that, Donald. I've got a contact lens as long as my arm. Contact book as long as my very, very long arm of mine. I wonder what your reaction would be if I was to utter two little words. Vince Hill.
Who?
Who? Who? Surely you haven't forgotten Idle Mice from The Sound of Mucus.
Well, here, I'll give you a hand with the karaoke machine. I helped Freddie put it in.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Dennis. Thank you.
That's all right. We all stick together here. It's just a matter of switching it on at the socket, really. Right, these are your buttons for rock and roll, country and all that. Don't have it set too loud, though, because it feeds back a bit.
Oh, yeah, let's have a go, then. Press that. Oh, I know this one. It's, don't tell me. Sheila, someone. Sheila Easter. Now then, what about that? I should be on Mastermind, me.
Sheena, not Sheila.
That's what I said. Sheila Easter.
No, it's Easton.
What?
It's Easton.
It is not Easton. It's Easter.
No, it's Easton.
Dave is right. It is Sheena Easton.
It's not. I'm telling you, it's Easter. People have been calling it Easter for thousands of years. That's where Easter eggs come from, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
You don't say Easter eggs, do you? Oi, Mingo, in Spain, you don't say Easter eggs, do you?
No.
See? You say Easter eggs.
I was talking about Sheena Easton.
Why? What's she got to do with anything?
It's her singing.
Oh, I like this one. That's, don't tell me, the Scottish one. Is it Lulu or Lala? One of them's a Teletubby, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Lala.
That's right, Lala. It's a funny name for a singer, though, isn't it? I wonder who came up with that idea to call her that.
No, the singer is Lulu, the Teletubby is Lala.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It's the little one, not the one with the handbag, the plum-coloured one that keeps falling out of bed.
Yes, that's Lala.
Because I might want to book her for here, and I don't want the other one turning up. Can't even talk, that little fat thing, never mind sing. It just gets by on its looks. Oh, right, well, look, I can't stand around here all day chewing the cud over Lala's and Lulu's. I've got to get into my dinner suit.
What are you doing for staff, then?
Well, they'll be here soon, won't they? What time do they start?
I've already laid them all off.
Oh, sod it, I forgot that. There's Mingle. You can work behind the bar, Mingle.
Listen, I can't stay here.
Oh, you can? Oh, bless you, I won't forget that.
What are you going to do for food, then?
Oh, food. I suppose we have to do food, do we? What are you like with food, Mingle?
Miguel.
What?
Miguel.
Oh, listen, get yourself a phrase book tomorrow. It's too confusing. You can do the food as well when the bar's quiet.
Well, who's going to bring it to the tables? You've got to have a waiter.
Oh, for crying out loud. What are you like at waiting on, Mingle?
Miguel, mi nombre es Miguel.
Brilliant! That's what I like to hear. Everyone pulling together. Oh, hello, customers. I'll go and meet and greet them.
Hey, I better be getting back. Good luck.
Oh, I don't need luck. I was born to do this. Me, oh, yes. Hello, good people, and welcome to the Fag and Feel, bringing you the very best in entertainment as soon as I make a few phone calls tomorrow. I am Count Arthur Strong, your host and guide, and what I can promise you will be a night you'll never forget to remember. You'll never forget.
All right, mate, do English food.
Oh, yes, we're known for it, I would imagine.
We don't want it done in any olive oil.
Fear not, madam. In the preparation of on-premises foodstuffs, the Fag and Feel uses only the finest lard.
Right, well, we'll have a table for two then. Did you say there was some entertainment on?
I'm delighted to announce that tonight's entertainment is our inaugural spectacular karaoke night. So, that's to look forward to.
Can I have 2 pints of lager?
Of course. And what can I get you, love?
No, one of those is for me.
Is it? Well, if you ask me, you should get your own. Never mind pinching one of his. Dear, oh dear, you can't live without them. You can't live within them. Hang on, someone else is coming in. Oh, look how good business is since I've taken over. Good evening, sir, and welcome to the Fag and Feel.
Is it all right just to come in and have a drink, or do you have to eat as well?
What?
Can I just come in for a drink, like, or do you have to eat?
Oh, dear, I forgot I was in sodden Spain for a minute then. Listen, you, just sit down. Sit down. You know what that is, don't you? Yes, that's right. And I will get a Spanish speaker to come across to you to translate. Yes? Have you got that? But frankly, if you ask me, you really should know enough English to order if you are going to come in here. It's just courtesy, isn't it? Remember that for your next visit. Mingle, when you've got a minute, come over here and see what your fellow countryman wants. You could have come to read the meters for all I know, couldn't you? Hey?
I didn't know what you're talking about.
You could at least try and meet me halfway, couldn't you? Right. Well, I think I might pour myself a quick swift one myself while I've got the time. Ooh, looks like I'm going to be busy tonight. Oh, yes, there's no flies on my trousers when it comes to running a club. Ooh, more people. I'd better knock back another one while I've got time.
How much longer are we going to have to wait for our food? We've been here hour and a half.
Yes, I do apologise. To tell you the truth, I'm breaking in a new member of staff. And between you and me and the dishcloth, I don't think he's got much upstairs. I tell you what, please accept this complimentary glass of tap water as a gesture of good faith from us all of the management team. Down the hatch.
Tap water? Is that what you're drinking then?
Listen, do you think I want to stand behind this bar drinking all this all night? By law, I am not able to sell members of the public anything I have not tasted myself. That would be a massive dereliction of my duty. I'm busy work drinking here while you're all out on that side enjoying yourself on your holidays.
We want to eat.
Oh, all right, I'll go and see what he's up to. What's going on here with the food? I've just had to buy off a highly irate customer with a free glass of tap water. That's coming out of your wages, that, you know.
There is no food. Look in this fridge. There is just 2 eggs.
You can't run a kitchen like that. Some sort of chef you are.
I'm not a chef. I'm a friend of Freddy's. I said I'd pick you up at the airport for a favour. Not do all this.
Oi, you in there?
He is in there. I saw him go in.
You can forget the food, and we're not paying for the drinks.
Oh, for crying out loud. Right, you, get off and get half a dozen eggs bought and some chips, frozen British ones. There's only one thing for it. I'm bringing the entertainment forward. I'll stall them until you get back. Thank you, thank you. My age, it's nice to be anywhere. Oh, sod it. Nice to be here. At my age, it's nice to be anyone. Boom, boom.
You rubbish. I'm not coming back here.
Thank you. That's very kind of you to say so. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to entertain you further with a favourite song of mine that means so much to me. It's called, let's see, I'll press that one. Number 4B. I am here, you are here. You are me, we are all together. together. See how they run like pigs from the gun. See how they fly. I'm crying. Sitting on a cornflake, waiting for the van to come. Cornflake t-shirt, stupid bloody Tuesday. Man, you've been a naughty boy. Your face grow long. I am the Eggman. They are the Eggman. I all the water is cool, goo, goo, goo.
Where is everybody?
They've all gone, thanks to you.
Me? What happened?
You didn't get back with the bloody eggs in time, did you? Hey, some Eggman you are. It's a good job I never sent you for Semolina Pilchard, isn't it? Dread to think how long I would have waited. Now shut up, I'm on your mobile. I've had a thought on how to solve this staffing dilemma. Malcolm, are you there? I've got a job for you. Have you got a passport? Oh, it's bloody dark in here. Ooh, sodding. Ooh.
Yes?
No, Freddy, it's Arthur. I've smuggled a bottle in for you. I've left you a bit in the bottom of that.
How's tonight?
Honestly, Freddy, it was unbelievable. Hey, I just came to tell you not to get well soon because the bar is in good hands, yes? And I've got some wonderful plans. We're getting Lulu off the Teletubbies, hey? The little fat pink one. I'm speaking to her agent tomorrow, if I can get the number. Anita Harris and Vince Hill are as good as booked. Of course, they'll both be expecting a couple of miniatures on top of the fee. But I'm happy to take that off my personal drinks allowance.
You've got a drinks allowance?
That's very decent of you, Teddy. Thank you very much. Hey, I'll be getting off then. Oh, I'd better take that bottle back with me. You don't want to be caught with the empties, do you, Freddy? Sleep tight. Oh, me sodding.
Lo que está pasando?
Oh, shut up, you. Go back to sleep and get yourself a sodding phrase book. I've told you. Ole!
Appearing with Count Arthur Strong were Mel Gedroich, Alistair Kerr, Dave Manfield and Martin Marquez. The script was written by Steve Delaney and edited by Graham Duff. Count Arthur Strong's radio show was recorded live at Comedia Brighton, is produced by John Leonard and is a joint Comedia Entertainment and Smooth Operations production.